Alex, what did you think when you saw these two tapes?
I'm so honored that you've had me on tonight. I'm very thankful. This is such an important debate. The two new videos, the two new sets of frames they've released are nothing new. They're even more unconclusive than what they released 4 years ago. And, you know, I made the first 9/11 film. I've made two others since then and written a book on the subject. And people have asked me why I never touch on the Pentagon. From the beginning, I believe it's a psyop. The entire thing is a setup, whether a plane hit it or a plane didn't hit it, and the evidence points towards a plane not hitting it. I mean, that is a 16-foot hole. It did go through three rings of the Pentagon, what, over 10 feet of steel-reinforced concrete. But at the same time, the federal government, the FBI, went and grabbed the hotel videotapes. They went and grabbed the Citco station, as you mentioned in the last segment. Mm-hmm. And we're actually writing an article about this. There's 88 cameras just on that side of the Pentagon that belong to the Pentagon, high-fidelity digital cameras even 5 years ago that had fields of view that would have picked a passenger jet coming in. But I believe, especially listening to Judicial Watch even more earlier in the hour, I believe that they're going to release crisp video of a jetliner, much more conclusive than what we've seen today, in between 6 months to a year. I believe that's going to be the window unless we expose this. And for those that don't know what I'm talking about, I study PSYOP, psychological warfare, propaganda. I look at the entire spectrum. And we have so many smoking guns on 9/11 that conclusively prove that black ops squads, even above our government, but involved with certain elements of our government, carried out the 9/11 attacks. And when you look at those over 500 smoking guns, none of them can be avoided. The CIA insider trading, the bombs in the buildings, the firefighters, the police witnessing this, the black boxes being found, the CIA drills that day of the exact same targets being attacked. The key evidence, the dean of the Defense Language School went public 3 months after 9/11, and I talked to him personally. He was threatened to shut up. And the headline in the major newspaper there in California, the San Jose Mercury News, was, "Head of Defense Language School says government behind 9/11. And then what he said in the article, and even said more off air to myself, was that he was forced to train some of the hijackers there at the school. We have them also trained to Pensacola Naval Air Station, MSNBC, Pensacola News Journal. We also, I've also interviewed two embassy heads. They knew they were terrorists. They were on a watch list. They were ordered, let them in. They're government agents, part of a high-level anti-terror training op." That is the total smoking gun. And none of that ever gets looked at. I've noticed, and I noticed this 4.5, almost 5 years ago now, or to be technical, four years, 9 months ago, that day one, the media wanted to focus on the Pentagon and nothing else. This is what they've always wanted to debate. This is what they've always wanted to focus on. This is who they've always given attention to. You know, I could have easily made films about it and, you know, made $1 million, but I didn't do that, and I've set on record, and I'm not poo-pooing people that have. I've simply stated that I believe that it is a setup and that we're going to see crisp video released. I believe this latest video is actually designed to heighten the debate, to make the government look even more stupid, more foolish, to make this the main zeitgeist central area that is debated, so all the other smoking guns are not looked at, including the official U.S. government documents to carry out 9/11 style attacks that are declassified. That's why, George, I've released my latest 9/11 film that you've seen, Martial Law, for free on the Internet. It's free on Google Video. It's free all over the web. Just type Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State into a search engine. It's absolutely free because what we do in that film is we cover the entire spectrum of the history of government or state-sponsored terror, how they've done it, why they've done it. And this is very, very scary. What's happening now with the Pentagon, with the government releasing this. Judicial Watch was absolutely right when they said that the Pentagon had no reason not to release this in the past. I think Judicial Watch and others are being used. I think Judicial Watch is going to get their wish in the next year. I think we're going to see crisp video of Flight 77 coming in. Now, I tend to believe...
But if we do see that, what are you saying? It was made up?
Now, again, George, you know that you've called me a collector, and you're right. I collect, I collate, I scan data, I look at past operations. I don't like to speculate, but the evidence leans strongly towards a commercial large jetliner not hitting the Pentagon. And I think, and I've interviewed, as you have, dozens of people that have covered this. I've given it attention. I'm not saying they're bad for covering it. I'm saying that they need to add the proviso or the caveat that this thing looks like a classic intelligence honeypot. And a honeypot is where you mix in bad info into something. You try to make that the central debate to later build a straw man and burn people. You know, I've never covered the Pentagon. I've researched it in depth, but I've never, you know, myself come out and you know, stated on the record I believe a plane didn't hit it. And still, I've been hit by massive attack pieces nationwide by the Washington Post, by, you know, so many others, Popular Mechanics, claiming that I did indeed say this. And so again, the key indicator, what got my hackles up, what got my antenna going was 4.5 years ago, the media only wanted to talk about this, only wanted to focus on this, the mainstream media. Of course, you've covered it in detail, all the other facets, and you're to be commended for your courage, George. But the mainline media has refused steadfastly to allow any real debate of any of the other issues that they can't get around. They can't debate them because they're too strong. They can't debate them because there's no way for them to get around it. So instead, they focus on the Pentagon, and again, they want to make this be the entire central debate of the entire 9/11.
Right, which you can't do. If you try to do that, you will disrupt the entire thought process. As you well know, Alex, I've always believed that there has been a higher group that would love to topple our way of living.
It's happening right now.
Oh, absolutely. You can just see what's happening, and a lot of people are beginning to understand this now when they see that this world would like a one-world government and will do whatever it takes to do it. I've always believed that the Osama bin Ladens in life were behind part of this, but I got to tell you, of everything that was the most bizarre of this entire 9/11 probe, 9/11 research that you and others have done, was the discovery of Muhammad Atta's path outside of the World Trade Center when those buildings had collapsed.
Well, you're right, George. We have two of the passports being found from both the flights. Then they claim they found one from Flight 93 in Pennsylvania. And this is ridiculous. And then I've interviewed the firefighters who found three of the black boxes. They're really orange with black stripes. The FBI, and this has even been in mainstream newspapers 6 months after we broke it, they told them, load them on these four-wheelers, you didn't see these, and then they claim they disappeared. Then they order the FAA to shred the tapes. That's Associated Press. And those are just a few of the 500-plus 9/11 smoking guns that are out there in front of everybody. So all I encourage people to do, listen, I've always had a Big Ten approach. I don't poo-poo anybody's research. I say we should look at it all. All I've simply stated is that the taking the media's bait. I mean, if I made a film tomorrow about the Pentagon, I'd be on, you know, all the big news shows in the next 6 months. But at the same time, why is that? Why are they being given the okay to go with this, but not to go with anything else? And I believe the whole thing is a trap. Anytime you look at past intelligence operations, what these black ops squads do is they will engage in what they call the fog of war by design to create a lot of confusion, to have multiple operations running at the same time to confuse people, so that if anybody ever starts investigating, they'll get tied up in all of the minutia instead of looking at full spectrum analysis. And that's why it's so important that we're having a discussion and a debate about this tonight.